We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And the reinforcements were supposed to be led by a five-star freshman, Bryce Thompson. He's not playing. He's hurt. So you lose your top two. Your best recruit is hurt. And now you're running out a starting lineup that only has one consensus top 50 high school prospect in it. There's no projected first-round picks on KU's roster. Ochai Agbaji might go in the second round, but I'm not sure. The NCAA investigation has taken a toll. It's made it harder to recruit, and now the roster reflects that. So is Kansas as bad as Kentucky, Michigan State, Duke, some of these other blue bloods? No, but Kansas is not as great as it normally is, and Kansas is now unranked. We'll play a game tonight as an unranked team for the first time since 2009.
Story number four.
Rest in peace, Lou Hill. He was a former Oklahoma assistant who became the head coach at Rio Grande Valley and died yesterday in his sleep at the age of 55, just one day after he coached a game. He coached on Saturday, died on Sunday. And the official cause of death is unknown right now, but one of his close friends did tweet that Lou had recently battled COVID. And I'm not going to try to connect some dots that don't need to be connected. I'll just wait and, you know, we'll have a ruling on that at some point. Because the idea, the way you, like, clearly hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people have died from COVID. But the way that usually works is you feel bad, you feel worse, you're hospitalized, you go on a ventilator, you never come off of the ventilator. Like, that's the normal way too many Americans have died of COVID over the past year. It's not normally you coach one day and you're dead the next. So I'm hesitant to start connecting those dots because if he did die of, quote, COVID or complications of COVID, it would be unusual to go from coaching one day to actually dead the next. But either way, 55 years old, you know, I knew Lou a little bit. You know, I'd been around him more so when he was on Lon Kruger's staff than when he was the head coach at Texas Rio Grande Valley, and by all accounts was, you know, a gentleman, well-liked within the industry, and, I mean, just been a lot of death over the past year. I mean, we see the story with Pedro Gomez yesterday from ESPN, which is also just heartbreaking, but, you know, for the second time this season, a college basketball coach, an active college basketball coach, has died. Lou Hill on yesterday became the second. So just rough news to read and thoughts with his family and everybody who cared for him. Jeff Calkins up next.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
92.9 ESPN from Radio.com.
Memphis and the Mid-South's flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
Encore flavor.
Corky's is your home for authentic Memphis barbecue. Our dining rooms are open, or stop by our speedy drive-thru. Order your party packs today starting at only $5.99 per person.
20 ribeyes for $30 in two locations in Memphis right now for a limited time. Hurry now. 20 ribeyes for $30. EBT, credit cards, debit cards, all payments accepted. Last chance to compare five-star steaks to Omaha Steak Box steak deals and save on the ribeyes. 20 ribeyes for $30. Look for the big tent at the Wolf Chase Mall in front of Macy's at the Highway 64 entrance. And also look for the big truck at the Oak Court Mall Poplar Street entrance. Also on the big truck, crazy deals on premium steak, pork, seafood, and gourmet chicken breast. Everything must go. It's a truckload meat mania sale. Look for the big tent at the Wolf Chase Mall in front of Macy's at the Highway 64 entrance. And also look for the big truck at the Oak Court Mall Poplar Street entrance. Crazy deals on Kansas City strips, fillets, bacon wrap fillets, mega ribeyes, and get 20 ribeyes for $30 right now at Wolf Chase Mall and Oak Court Mall. Don't wait before the truck is gone.
Whatever it is that drives you, the U.S. Army offers training, expertise, and the surprising breadth and depth of opportunities you need. Just answer one thing. What's your warrior? Find out at GoArmy.com. Text ASFC to GoArmy for more info or call 901-324-1387.
We've all dealt with the headache of windshield damage. Small cracks become big cracks, two cracks become four cracks. The next thing you know, cracks are all you see. Then comes the fun part. Where do I go to get it fixed? The answer? Nowhere. They came to me. I called the folks at Eden Auto Glass. They gave me the best in quality windshield repair, a killer quote, and they fixed me up that day. They even took care of the window tint that I've been meaning to install. Look them up at EdenAutoGlass.com. Do what I did. Get your free quote and let them see your crack. That's EdenAutoGlass.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
New FM Vodka, that's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish, as I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth. You can drink it straight, and it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. You can spend more money on a bottle of vodka if you want to. I just don't know why you would want to. If I have identified for you, I did the work. I did the work for you. I tasted all the vodkas, all of them. Probably started younger than I should have, but I tasted them all, and I've identified a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. You get the big bottles in most places for less than $20. So there's no sense in spending $40 on a bottle of vodka when you got New Amsterdam available to you. They got flavored vodkas as well. Watermelon, apple, lemon, coconut. Check those out. They got a gluten-free vodka if you're on a gluten-free diet. So if you need gluten-free vodka, not everybody makes it. New Amsterdam does. Ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam vodka. Pour your soul out. On the web, NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
I talked to you for about 25 minutes five times last week. Five times the week before that. Five times the week before that. Never once did you tell me the Chiefs can't block. Why did you bring that up?
It was, we were focused on other things, largely, you know. And so, like, we were talking about WAP and stuff like that. And so I was distracted. I clearly hadn't focused enough on it myself because I went into the game last night thinking everyone else was like, this is going to be a classic. I got so sick of hearing it's going to be a classic. I knew it wasn't going to be a classic. I knew it was going to be one-sided. I never bought this hype that it was going to be awesome because I knew the Chiefs were going to crush the Buccaneers. And it's a good thing I didn't expect a great game because I did not get one. But it certainly was the opposite of what I anticipated.
I swear to God, if I'd have spent as much time focused on the Chiefs' offensive line as I did hood ornaments and Lil Uzi Vert's $23 million diamond, I could have probably saved me some money yesterday.
I think that's exactly it. The diamond that was embedded in Lil Uzi, what's Vert. His name again?
Lil Uzi Vert.
Vert. Yeah, that was distracting too. Well, it was difficult because, listen, they didn't have an offensive line when they played the Bills either, but it didn't matter. I never figured, like, nothing seems to matter with Patrick Mahomes, but it did matter. Like, it was, there are those people saying, can Patrick Mahomes play well in the Super Bowl? He had literally no shot. Every single time he dropped back to pass, he was freaking running for his life. It was ridiculous. I kind of enjoyed it, like, watching him, but they just came pouring in on him. It was absolutely preposterous. And in fairness, you know how big I am on analytics. I was just reading the stats that the Chiefs basically gave their woeful offensive tackles no help. Basically, they were blocking five the entire night. 92% of his dropbacks, they were just drop blocking five. You would think after the first quarter, the first half, watching what he was doing, he's falling down, throwing bullets sideways because he's trying to escape. You would think you would have said, you know what? Maybe we'll hold someone else in to help him block. But they never did. The genius Andy Reid.
Yeah, at some point you've got to add blockers or get the ball out of his hands quick, because it became obvious he had no time. Like, sometimes I'll be watching a football game, like kind of half watching it, or maybe watching three at a time halfway while I'm also, ranking basketball teams or whatever. And somebody will tweet something like, you know, this team is really dominating at the line. And I'll be like, I'll pay attention to that now. I hadn't really noticed. Last night, I swear, I don't think you had to even be paying close attention to recognize that it was a big problem on the line for the Chiefs. I mean, I don't know if you heard this one. Mahomes last night ran a total of 497 yards before his passes or sacks in the Super Bowl. It was the most pre-throw / pre-snap yards run by any quarterback in any game this season. He was just running around the entire time.
It was a little crazy. Like, sometimes he'd be 30 yards behind the line of scrimmage, zigzagging, trying to get away. You know, it was ridiculous. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
He faced pressure last night 38 times. Tom Brady only faced pressure 5 times. I mean, that's the football game.
That's the game. That's the thing. And when people say, will Patrick Mahomes be back? Of course he's going to be back. It's unlikely that next year 4/5 of their offensive line, including both tackles, which are the most important players, will be missing. In the end, and listen, it is an incredible accomplishment for Brady to have done what he's done, to do what he has done, and to beat Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, and Patrick Mahomes in the process. But as I heard you saying, they didn't win because of Tom Brady. They won because of the line. And if you had swapped quarterbacks, I'm quite confident that Mahomes and the Bucks would have won. It was a one-sided, games are always won and lost at the line of scrimmage. That's not actually true. But last night was won. It was lost at the line of scrimmage for the Chiefs. There's no question.
For me, that is the most lost game at the line of scrimmage I've ever seen.
I cannot think of one that was more lost at the line of scrimmage than that game. I think you're exactly right.
All that said, Tom Brady does now have 7 Super Bowls. You know, you could chalk it up to a lot of things.
Super Bowls. He's got 7 titles. Yes, right.
He has 7 titles. Like, we've only had 55 of these things ever. He's got 7 of them.
It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. And to me, it is. I know, I hate to disparage our king and savior, but LeBron doing what he does, that's great. Like, wherever he goes, that's who wins. You're not supposed to be able to do that in football. You don't just switch teams and that team was all of a sudden a Super Bowl, champion. It's ridiculous. And it is Tom Brady's accomplishments, it's hard to say what is the best, because the truth of the matter is what's best about them is they are cumulative. The best is the number 7. But of all the impressive things he has done, going to a new team in the midst of a pandemic where there's no off season and a team that stunk the year before, and not just getting to the Super Bowl, but winning the Super Bowl is tops them all.
I think that's true. And, like, well, the other thing that gets sort of left out of the conversation, but you were reminded of it last night, it's not like the Bucks sucked and they added one player and now they're great. Like, they added Gronk, they added Antonio Brown. He brought a couple of former Patriots with him, and every passing touchdown that the Bucks had last night was a hookup between former Patriots. It was either Brady and Gronk or Brady and Antonio Brown? I saw somebody suggest, because like he hasn't been targeting Gronk like that all season. He hasn't targeted Antonio Brown like that all season. Somebody suggested, and I couldn't, it seems like a stretch, but it is. I noticed it. Like, did Brady target former Patriots just to make this look what you could have had in New England?
No, actually, I saw someone else tweet, if a year and a half ago, someone had said that in this Super Bowl, a Super Bowl year from half, the only touchdown would be scored by Leonard Fournette, Rob Gronkowski, and Antonio Brown, you would have no idea what team they would be scoring on behalf of. You know, and here they are. They all went there, obviously, because of Brady. And Gronk, particularly as me, is interesting because he was not great all year long. But when he was signed, you know, folks said, yeah, it's not for all year long. It's for what he can do in the playoffs. And he was Gronk last night, every bit of Gronk last night. And, again, it was the Bucs defense more than anything, but particularly early when it mattered most, Gronk was huge.
And then you get Brady post-game already confirming that he's coming back. I don't think that's a surprise. Right. But you know, he turns 44 this year. Like, it is not a stretch. I mean, it's forget a stretch.
He's older than you.
No. He's younger than me, but born in the same year. I'm born January 77. He's August of 77. I'm 44 already. He will turn 44 this year. And it's just, like, I was sort of joking last week. Like, I'm taking the Chiefs because I just refuse to believe somebody born the same year as I can win a Super Bowl playing quarterback in 2021. And, like, again, I don't think – I insist. You take Patrick Mahomes, put him on the Bucs last night, put Tom Brady, put him on the Chiefs last night. The game is more lopsided than it was. Like, Mahomes tried to at least make some stuff happen in ways that Brady would not have had a chance to do. But he was still good enough. Like, he did it. He did it. He guided a team to a Super Bowl title. He was good, yeah.
He was good, yeah. And I don't know this. I suspect this is also true. If you'd put Mahomes on the Bucs at the start of the year, would they have won the Super Bowl? Like, I do think that part of what Brady did was elevate that entire franchise in a way that's, like, really impressive. I don't know if you saw the stories about, you know, Brady the night before the game, not just calling, you know, his teammates saying we're going to win, or texting to play teammates saying we're going to win, but telling Fournette, listen, the Chiefs give up more yards after contact than any team, you know, whatever. Like, I do think there is something about having Tom Brady on your team that imbued those Bucks with a sense of confidence and we can do it, that they clearly have the talent. Like, Steve White's been on my show talking about that team's defense for the last 2 years, and it never amounted to a damn bit of anything until Tom Brady joins the show. And this was not. There are certain Super Bowls. John Elway's had one where they're just kind of along for the ride, right? Like the Terrell Davis wins the Super Bowl. This was not that. Like, to the extent that they had offense, yeah, there were a lot of pieces on offense. Fournette was one, Gronk was another, but Brady was good. Brady was very good, and I guess you can go through and try to dismiss it, but I don't know why you would. He was really good, and he's got seven, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah, at some point you just tip your hat. And I really do think there is something, to sort of double down on your point, to be said for Tom Brady setting the culture of your franchise. Like, this is a guy who, by all accounts, is all about football and family. Like, he's got no time for anything else. He eats a certain way. He trains a certain way. He focuses in a certain way. And I imagine if a guy with six Super Bowl rings suddenly is in your locker room, that and it's that guy who lives a certain way and prepares a certain way, like, you have to sort of fall in line or else you'd feel ridiculous. And so I don't think there's any doubt that just his presence elevates your franchise. And then whatever he can do on the field is whatever he can do on the field. But just his presence, I think, clearly changes things.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. And it was fun rooting for him because I've been rooting against him his whole life. Ever since he got to the Patriots, and it was fun rooting for him. It really was. And it was like, I didn't it was not a great game. It just wasn't. It wasn't a great game. But the fact that it was one-sided the way it was, with Brady winning, with history being made, with you sort of, you know, dumbfounded at how much they looked, Mahomes made, you know, it looked ineffectual because of the pressure. That was much more interesting. It wasn't a great game, but it was still compelling because it was the Bucs doing it to the Chiefs. It had been, if it had been exactly the reverse, if the Chiefs had beaten the Bucs like that, I don't think it would have been nearly as interesting. But because it was Brady doing it, because it was the upset, and because it was Mahomes looking, oh my God. Like if it had been the opposite and Brady had gotten crushed by the Chiefs, you would have just said, man, he's old. Instead, it was, holy crap, they did that to Patrick Mahomes. And so I found it compelling, even if not, you know, anywhere in the top 10 of the best Super Bowls I'd ever seen.
Another storyline, and Andy Reid was asked about it last night. His son was involved in a car crash last week that has left a five-year-old little girl still in a coma, battling for her life. And Andy Reid said, no, I don't think that was a distraction at all. But you're a father. I'm a father. There's just no way that's not a distraction, is it?
There is no way that is not a distraction. There is when your kids, I mean, there's that cliche that you are only as happy as your least happy child, right? When one of your kids listen, I say going through something like that, did something like that, it appears. Like, who knows? But he admitted he was been drinking. His eyes were bloodshot. He failed a sobriety test. And we'll see what the – but, like, it doesn't look good for Andy Reid's son, who, by the way, has been in prison and would not have been hired, let's be honest, for the Chiefs as a linebackers coach. It worked his way up to linebackers coach had he not been Andy Reid's son. Now, that's not the only kid or whatever has been helped, but most haven't been in prison before. And he's drinking. Like, where's he out drinking? Is he out at a bar drinking before the Super Bowl? That seems unlikely.
The
right?
Speculation is that he was drinking at the facility.
Drinking at the facility. I mean, everything is – so every – but, yeah, when your kid is – going through something or did something or whatever else, honestly, when it happens to me, like, I've had my kids get in trouble before. It's all I think about. Like, literally, it's all I think about. Like, I'll come in and try to do the radio show while I know Ben is being tested for weed or something, right, at Lausanne, and I'm like, and all I can think about is that, right? Like, so there's no way it can't be a distraction. And the other thing that just – it just makes you realize that life, maybe for Tom Brady, but for most of everybody else, life is not a magic carpet ride. There you look at Andy Reid, who's got all the success in the world, won a Super Bowl, will be a Hall of Famer, one of the all-time greats, and one of his sons, I believe, committed suicide or drug overdose or is deceased.
I think it was drug overdose.
Yeah, just a horrible – and then this other son – clearly has had alcohol issues supposedly before and now has, you know, slammed into this family and the five-year-old girl is in a coma. I mean, it's just devastating for everybody and obviously most devastating for that little girl and her mother, who's a single mother. And I thought Dan Wetzel had a column where he made a absolute point that they started a GoFundMe for this girl, and the GoFundMe has already, you know, gone crazy, and good, that's great. But the Chiefs, who have millions of dollars, billions of dollars, Lamar Hunt is a billionaire, he should have stepped in and said, we will take care of the medical expenses for the family. Like, whatever's required, we will take care of the medical expenses. And it's not just like hopes and prayers for that organization. That's not what they should be doing now. They should be saying, we will. And I think that's absolutely right. Whether it, in the end, he has proven to be technically inebriated or not, or under the influence or not, we do know that he did it, and we do know that he had been drinking. And just step in and do the right thing and, you know, say you're going to take care of whatever needs to be taken care of for this family that you put in this situation. And I don't have any doubt that it was a distraction. Now, I think more important to the results of the game was the fact that they were missing their two tackles, right? I think that was probably a bigger deal. But is this part of it? I don't doubt it at all.
You know, the Chiefs as an organization employed somebody who they would otherwise never employ based on nothing more than he's their head coach's son. And by extension, I think you can reasonably say enabled him. And now here we are.
He would not have been there. He would not have been there and in that place, you know?
Right.
And if he was drinking in the facility, I mean, that's just devastating.
Right. And, you know, I posted Dan Wetzel's column on Facebook, and people are like, no, the organization can't do anything more right now than thoughts and prayers because of lawyers, lawyers, lawyers. Of course you can.
No. The lawyers, you are not, when you do something like that, you are not, no. That is not an admission of guilt. And let's be honest. If he's, in the end, the blood's going to tell the story here, right? If he is inebriated, if he is under the influence, they're screwed. If he's not, you know. But no, they can do more.
They could absolutely do more. Like as Dan points out in the column, if those people commenting would just read the column, you know, covering medical expenses if you are the Chiefs organization is not necessarily an admission of anything. And so they could do it. They just haven't done it yet. But I hope they do. And yeah, like you know, you're Andy Reid. And you're getting ready to coach in your second straight Super Bowl, maybe win your second straight Super Bowl, and then this hits you? There's just no way that doesn't consume you or just rip the joy out of you. Like, I've got three boys, and my biggest fear in life now really has nothing to do with me anymore. I mean, I want to live long enough to raise my boys and be here as long as I can be, but my biggest fear is being stressed out every day over one of my children going the wrong way. And it really has made me think, like it really makes you, when you hear the Andy Reid story, it makes you wonder, like, and I don't mean this sincerely, but like pros and cons of having children. Let's make some list, because it really does. It increases the likelihood that you're going to be stressed out and overwhelmed emotionally with negative stuff for extended periods of time. And I'm not just talking about like, oh my God, Louis just stole my AirPods and flushed them down the toilet, or Oliver, you know, threw marshmallows all over the kitchen. I mean that at some point your children become teenagers, then become adults. And I hope that they all are college educated, great careers, happily married, wonderful fathers and citizens. But like, you know, it doesn't always work out that way. And every kid you have increases the likelihood that one of your children is going to cause you extreme pain and worry. And, you know, I got to get three boys into this world without issues through it, or else I'm going to be stressed and worried my entire life. And I swear that weighs on me in ways that I don't think is normal, or at least I wish it weren't normal.
I have good kids. And I have, you know, three good kids who've done well. They're all in college and whatever else. I'm not sure I enjoyed a lot of their teenage years. I did not enjoy. I would say I did not enjoy just because of the stress. Like they're making decisions that I'm sorry. I'm right now getting my dog from the vet instead of putting it in the car. And that's the extra noise here. So they're making decisions that can be life changing. For them, for the people around them, et cetera, right? And so I do think, and I was having this conversation with John Martin, who, of course, is about to have his first child. We were talking to Andy Reid, and he said, that's the downside of having a child. And it is. That's one, like the expense is another one and whatever else. But the fact that you are only as happy as your least happy child means that your happiness now doesn't just hinge on your life. It hinges on the lives of these other creatures. And absolutely, like you do. I mean, it, all the cliches are right. You walk around with your heart out of your chest, you know, whatever. It's just I can't imagine. Like this is, even had Andy Reid won the Super Bowl yesterday, this would go down as one of the worst weeks of his life.
There's no question. And like, you know, I wasn't talking about this with anybody, except now I'm talking about it with, you know, thousands of people. Like, We had our one son when we were young, and then we had two younger boys when we were older. We didn't play in this at all, my wife and I, very well. But, like, if we just stopped at one, like, Aiden is doing well in school. He's about to go to a great college. He's not perfect, but, like, I'll take him. Like, he turned out better than I deserve, you know? And, like, we would be done. That'd be it. Like, I wouldn't have to worry. At least, I mean, you know, anybody can go off the rails at any time.
You worry about the next thing, right? Yeah, but whatever, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, so far, so good. But now I've got to get Oliver to the same place, and I got to get Lou to the same place. And if I don't, it will consume me negatively. And that's just an awful way. It's just an awful way to go through life, constantly worried about other people that you brought into this world. It really does make you question, like, why do you do this? Why do you bring these people into this world that are yes, going to provide these incredibly special moments?
Capable of making you miserable. Absolutely.
That's what you do.
Yes.
Not to mention how much they cost. Yeah, you know.
I've said this before. This is my brother Tim's, one of his great analogies. He was trying to decide. He and Carol were trying to decide whether to have kids or not. And he said, "What's amazing is people are like, yeah, absolutely, you gotta have kids. Oh, it's the best ever." He said, "It's like looking over at an island, and everyone in that island is exhausted, beaten down." You know, they're not getting sleep, they're worried, they're anxious, whatever it is. And they're all saying, yeah, come on, move to this island. It's just the greatest. And you're looking at them and you're thinking, it doesn't look that great to me. And then if you move to the island, here's the caveat, you can never leave. So you have to decide to move to this island where everyone is worn down, beaten down, and it had filled with anxiety and poor. And they're all saying, oh, it's great. It's just the best thing ever. Most meaningful thing in life. And if you move there, you can never leave. That's what's having children is like.
That's exactly right. I really do think if you thought about it practically, like you do when you're buying, like most people do when they're buying a house or buying a car, like, or making a big life decision, like if you really just stopped and said, okay, let's talk this through. You'd be like, I don't know if it's worth it. I don't know if it's worth it. I mean, it is great. Like this afternoon,
there is incomparable joy.
There is joy that you experience that you cannot experience any other way. Like there is nothing in this world that can make me feel the way my 4-year-old makes me feel when he is sweet or does something sweet. That can be found nowhere else. And so that's obviously the goes right, in the pros column.
But it's got some downsides, man. There's no question. Well, like our old colleague, Mike DeCourcy, he basically, that's what he did. He said, you know what, I'd just rather spend my money on nice clothes and, you know, trips and whatever else. And I sort of thought he was like, because he was up, totally upfront about it. Like he said, it doesn't seem like I'd really rather go to Europe every year, you know. And I totally get that. Like it is the practical choice. And this is the what – every one of those kids is a vast fortune that you're spending too, like a vast fortune. But and they don't all turn out like if you're going to be Mr. Brady, Tom Brady's dad, like that'd be great. You know, like they're not all going to be Tom Brady.
No. No, in fact, like statistically speaking, like the odds are stacked against me if we're being honest, you know, having three, you know, trying to get three perfectly reasonable adults is like, that's not,
I don't know. Like, so we've had, you know, like I said, my kids are all different and they've all had various ups and downs, but well, here you go. So my mom and dad had 9 kids and to one greater or lesser extent, there's none of us are just a complete disaster, right? None of us, whatever. So then my mom's sister, Marion, she had 4 children. And of the 4 children, one of them, Andy Embick, was a Rhodes Scholar. You're thinking, great. You know, you're thinking, great. Andy Embick is a Rhodes Scholar. How much better? And then the doctor. He was a doctor, and he's a mountain climber in Alaska. He ended up killing himself with his father's shotgun. Ramsey was a musician, and he's doing pretty well. He played with the Pointer Sisters. He was the synthesizer and keyboard player for the Pointer Sisters. He's a little nutty, but he's doing pretty well. Ramsey's doing pretty well. Lucy married a German, moved to Germany, whatever, had kids and whatever, and died young of ovarian cancer. And Eleanor went to Wellesley, great college and whatever. And she became a drug addict who would like steal your drugs and live on the street and like that. So there you go. They're like, and is Marion my mother's sister? Is she that different a mother than my mother, who had nine, you know, reasonably with all our flaws, reasonably okay, you know, turned out okay? I don't think so, right? I don't. And so that's the problem. So there you go. How can you live if you're that? Like, one of your kids kills himself, one dies of ovarian cancer, one's a drug addict, and then one's a place for the pointer sisters.
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, what? Like, it really does. When you hear these, we are probably right now convincing people, like, there's just no way we're going to have kids. It's just, it's not worth it. Like, I don't want to sound like I regret having children. I don't. I acknowledge something that some parents don't acknowledge, which is that the stress that goes hand in hand with it, you know, is impossible to avoid. And it's not even the little stuff that I get stressed out about on a daily basis. It's the, are you going to be okay? Are you going to turn out okay? Like our friend Joey Johnston, longtime columnist down in Tampa. You know, he's raising his son. His son's into baseball, good-looking, athletic kid. One day, jumps off of a bridge into a lake. Just being a goofy kid, paralyzed now. That's Joey's life now. Now taking care of a paralyzed son who just made one dumb decision in this one moment. Otherwise a great kid, still a great kid, but just made one foolish mistake. And now that's their life for the rest of their life. Like that stuff freaks me out.
Say something happy. I can't take this anymore. Say something happy.
I don't.
What'd you like from the Super Bowl last night? What was your favorite ad? Do something. Like, get my mind off this topic. What was your favorite ad?
I didn't really watch them that much. It was different.
You didn't, really?
The whole experience was kind of different for me. We were like, you know, we didn't have people over, obviously. We didn't go anywhere, obviously. You know, Oliver was on his iPad, you know, on the couch next to us, you know, blaring YouTube while we're trying to watch a football game. You know, we had an incredible meal from Memphis Barbecue Company. I went and picked up a pickup order to make it feel like we had a Super Bowl spread.
Yeah, I saw it. Looked good.
We over-ordered. We had way too much food. But we had, that was the best part, our meal. We had incredible meals last night, and everybody was here.
I enjoyed fundamentally the experience of having, like, watching the Super Bowl. I like the ads. I like thinking about whether I like the halftime show. I like the anthem. I thought the anthem was great. I enjoyed watching a game that I didn't care who won at all. Like, whatever. I was kind of rooting for Tom Brady, so that was good. And so even though it was a substandard Super Bowl competitively, I thought it was a perfectly entertaining evening, and I'm grateful to the NFL for pulling it off. And now I've taken my mind off of all the gruesome things we were just talking about, which is the point.
All right, Jeff Calkins, I'll talk to you about happier things in the morning. I hope your boys are okay right now.
See ya.
I'll see you later. Bye bye. It's tough, Bennett.
Yeah, that was heavy.
It's tough. But like that weighs on me. Like, you know, there's no I know parents who have kids and they raise them the exact same way. And one turns out excellent. And the other one like really, you know, struggles with things and it just wears you out, you know? Mm-hmm. Like I think the misconception some non-parents have or parents of just young kids have is that, oh my God, I'm so worried about my 3-year-old, or I'm so worried about my 6-year-old, or I'm so worried about your 9-year-old. I can't wait till I don't have to worry about them anymore. You never aren't worrying about them, and it gets harder, not easier. Like, honestly, you don't really have to worry that much about a 3-year-old. You know, like,
right.
They're in the house, they're with you all the time.
Yep.
It's the 17-year-old who's not with you all the time, the 15-year-old who learns to drive. You know, it's the 20-year-old who's at a party being tempted by all these things. That's when the real worry sets in. Mm-hmm. Like, taking care of a 3-year-old is not that difficult. It's stressful in its own little way, but you don't worry. You just are consumed, but you're not worried. You know, like, I think as children get older, that's when you just worry. You just hope that everything turns out. And again, if you're trying to figure out why we were talking about all this stuff, it is tied to Britt Reed, Andy Reid's son. You know, Andy Reid's other son, I believe, died of a drug overdose. And now he's got this son, who is still hospitalized after a car crash. It appears he was drinking and driving. 5-year-old girl in a coma. And if you're Andy Reid, like, I think Jeff's exactly right. Even if he won the Super Bowl last night, it still, like, goes down as one of the worst weeks of his life. Mm-hmm. There's no way he can go to bed last night feeling good, feeling happy. Why? Because he's probably just worried about his son. Yes, worried about the little girl, too, but worried about his son. What happened? What kind of trouble is he going to get in? And what can he do to help him? Be back with something happier next.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, plus affordable financing. Go to LASIK.com and see if LASIK is right for you. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience all more affordable than you might imagine. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Individual results vary. $220 per eye price available based on prescription. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses.
Right now is a great time to take advantage of Choate's winter specials by upgrading your furnace, switching to a Rinnai tankless water heater, or getting $50 off air duct cleaning. By now, you most likely have heard of the benefits of UV light technology for your HVAC system. Purchase any new Carrier furnace right now, and we will install one for you at no additional cost. For those who have not installed a tankless water heater yet, what are you waiting on? Stop wasting utilities heating water you do not use and getting frustrated taking cold showers or baths. Right now, when you purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater, Choate's will install one premium toilet for free in your home. And Choate's is offering $50 off its air duct cleaning services. Not only does this service get the years of dust out of your ducts, it also helps the indoor air quality you and your family breathe every day. All these specials qualify for 18 months no interest financing with approved credit. So call 347-8086 to schedule your free estimate today. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our families serve your family.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers. Don't make it difficult this year. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers and buy her diamonds. Spend $99 or more and get a dozen free roses and a box of chocolates. Bigger, brighter diamonds, free financing, Robert Irwin Jewelers, or online at rijewelers.com while supplies last.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone, where we've got more ways to get what you need fast and take care of that fall tune-up. With our free same-day store pickup, you can order online and pick it up today at your local AutoZone. Or we can bring it to you with our free next-day delivery. Just order on AutoZone.com by 10 p.m. and we'll have it at your front door the next day. Getting your job done just got easier. Free next-day delivery on eligible orders. Restrictions at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Good morning, privates.
Good morning, Drill Sergeant.
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
NBA veteran J.J. Redick has seen it all in his more than 14 years in the league. Now on the Old Man and the Three podcast, Redick and co-host Tommy Alter bring listeners a behind-the-scenes look inside the NBA and beyond. Listen free on Radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jerry reached out to Josh Hightstall to get his Collierville home sold. Since Josh's aggressive marketing is unbeatable, Jerry's home was sold in just a few days for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hightstall. He has a 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective, someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when he goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick. Totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Heisel, 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the buy five or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy five or more participating items and save a dollar each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage,
jumping, hey, hey. Jeff and I touched on it in the last segment. I did make a massive pickup order at Memphis Barbecue Company. It's for Super Bowl. I must have forgotten at some point that there's only five people that live in this house, and two of them are, you know, seven and under, so they don't really eat like adults. Because I don't know, Bennett, I think I just wanted it to look like a Super Bowl spread, you know?
Yep, I know I know that feeling. We did that yesterday, too, made way too much food and had tons of leftovers.
Yeah, like, I think I just wanted it to look like a Super Bowl spread, so I was like, you know what, let's get a sausage and cheese platter and some barbecue and some meatballs and two orders of wings. And I swear, I went and picked it up about 4:15, got back here. Oh, and made the order in advance, walked in the door, and they had the order ready right on time. Perfect. And I got it back home, and we opened it up, and I was like, okay, let's make a plate, make a plate, make a plate. And then we all made a plate, and we all ate, and we were all stuffed, and it looked like we hadn't even touched it. There was so much food left over, but guess who had barbecue for breakfast this morning?
Let's go.
GP. GP. If you want to see the menu, go check it out, memphisbbqco.com. I cannot overstate how awesome it is. If you've been there, you know. If you haven't, you need to check it out. And you can always make an order online and pick it up exactly like I did. And it doesn't have to be the Super Bowl for you to do it. You can just do it for dinner. Put in an advance order. You walk in, it'll be ready. You can grab it. They'll even help you put it in the car if you need help. That's what they did with me yesterday. And then you'll have a great meal, hot and warm and delicious, just as soon as you step into your front door. Again, that website is memphisbbqco.com. Go check the menu, Memphis Barbecue Company, memphisbbqco.com. Bennett, I don't know if the official television ratings are in yet, but it does appear the television ratings for Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady Super Bowl are down. Did that surprise
really?
You?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I just figured so many people at home that, you know, it would just break records.
Well, here's what I think happened. Is first off, the game got a little lopsided, right? That's never ideal.
That's true. I mean, you could have turned it off in the third quarter and been fine, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I think some people, you know, probably did. Like, I know my wife and middle son, they were on the couch watching it with me, my little guy too. And at some point in the third quarter, they were like, all right, we're going to go get in bed.
See ya, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like the game's over. I wonder if this is part of it. Most people don't watch the Super Bowl because they care about football. They watch it because why? They're at a Super Bowl party.
Spectacle, yeah.
They're at a Super Bowl party. Like, yep, you're with people and it's just on. So you're supposed to watch the Super Bowl. You're at this party. You don't really care, but you're at this party and the Super Bowl's on, so you're watching the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now contrast it with what we're going through right now. I'm confident some people had Super Bowl parties, but I hope most responsible people did not. So if you're sitting around on a Sunday night and you don't really care about football – and you're not at a Super Bowl party, why would you turn it on?
It's a good point. I mean, especially when the game's over, like you probably tune out, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe you turn it on because you want to see some of the commercials. Maybe you turn it on because you want to see the weekend at halftime. But if you're not a football fan, why would you have been watching the Super Bowl last night? There was not, like, if you're a non-football fan in normal years, it's like, of course I'm watching the Super Bowl because we're going to We're going to Heather's house, you know? You know, we're going to Billy's house. Mm-hmm. They're having a big get-together. We're going to watch the Super Bowl. But if you're just sitting at your house like you normally sit at your house because in a pandemic is not a good time to have a Super Bowl party, then maybe you don't even turn it on. Perhaps that's an explanation. I'm not sure, but it does appear the Super Bowl numbers are down a little bit year over year. Hopefully next time it's on CBS, we get a more competitive game from start to finish. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Beachcombing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach, eating cookies, and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who experience occasional bloating, gas, or abdominal discomfort? Join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up and see how healthy your gut can feel. Align contains a quality probiotic strain developed by gastroenterologists. It adds more good bacteria to your gut to naturally help soothe your occasional digestive upsets with continued daily usage. This is the time to join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Sign up at AlignProbiotics.com.
Hey guys, Jason Smith here from 92.9 FM ESPN. You guys know I like to keep it simple. I like to keep the wife, Faith, happy. That way, I'm happy. And nothing puts a smile on Faith's face faster than the smell of fresh flowers from ProFlowers.com. I had a beautiful bouquet from ProFlowers delivered recently, and it was perfect timing. Faith had been having a bad day. I had Chris, my son, ready with the flowers at the door, and instantly her mood changed. Arranged beautifully, already in a perfect glass vase, Faith didn't have to do anything except put them in the middle of the kitchen table. Voila! Freshened up the room, brightened up her day, and I didn't have to do a thing, thanks to Pro Flowers. And neither will you, gentlemen, this Valentine's Day. Listen, if you're looking for the perfect gift for your spouse, mom, or galentine, hey, who isn't? Check out Pro Flowers. That's because for a limited time only, you can get 20%, yes, 20%, using promo code Jason at ProFlowers.com. Again, save 20% and make that woman in your life happy at ProFlowers.com. Keep it simple, brighten the mood on Valentine's Day or anytime. That's ProFlowers.com, promo code Jason.
20 ribeyes for $30 in two locations in Memphis right now for a limited time. Hurry now. 20 ribeyes for $30. EBT, credit cards, debit cards, all payments accepted. Last chance to compare five-star steaks to Omaha Steak Box steak deals and save on the ribeyes. 20 ribeyes for $30. Look for the big tent at the Wolf Chase Mall in front of Macy's at the Highway 64 entrance. And also look for the big truck at the Oak Court Mall Poplar Street entrance. Also on the big truck, crazy deals on premium steak, pork, seafood, and gourmet chicken breast. Everything must go. It's a truckload meat mania sale. Look for the big tent at the Wolf Chase Mall in front of Macy's at the Highway 64 entrance. And also look for the big truck at the Oak Court Mall Poplar Street entrance. Crazy deals on Kansas City strips, fillets, bacon wrap fillets, mega ribeyes, and get 20 ribeyes for $30 right now at Wolf Chase Mall and Oak Court Mall. Don't wait before the truck is gone.
Listen up, tennis fans, because I got two ways for you to ace the Australian Open on FanDuel Sportsbook. First off, you can win a share of $20,000 when you bet on any Aussie Open market. Earn points when you win to climb the tournament leaderboard. And if you don't have a FanDuel account, new users can get the top five men's players to win this year's Aussie Open with exclusive 30-1 odds. Just sign up and make your first deposit in the Sportsbook app. It's easy stuff. And really, that's my favorite thing about FanDuel Sportsbook. It's incredibly easy to use. They have fast withdrawals, odds boost, and specials every day. It's time for you to get involved. So just go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Gary. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. For odds boost, must wager in designated offer market. $10 deposit required, $300 max bonus. For leaderboard, $10 wager required, $6,000 max bonus issued in site credit that expires in 7 days. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Powers above me.
Don't shoot. Keeping ourselves and our family safe, it's never been more on our minds than it is right now. And the best way to do it is to use Germ Ready. That's a brand new hand sanitizer made right here in the United States in an FDA-approved facility. It only takes 30 seconds to apply properly. One squirt, rub it in for 30 seconds. Your hands will be completely dry. They'll feel great. And it kills 99.99% of all germs. That's great. Here's the best part. It keeps killing germs for up to 6 hours after application. In other words, you don't have to keep putting it on again and again and again and again. Put it on once, rub it in, 30 seconds, you're covered for up to 6 hours. Can't tell you how convenient that is. You don't have to carry hand sanitizer with you everywhere you go. Keep it in your car, squirt, rub it in, you're set for up to 6 hours. It's fragrance-free, dye-free, paraben-free, cruelty-free, safe for all skins. It cleans cuts and small abrasions without burning you. And it's now available at Amazon for just $10. So go get you a bottle. Get 5 bottles at Amazon.com. It's Germ Ready. Be confident. Stay protected with Germ Ready. Learn more on the web, germready.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Whole bunch of stuff, but let's focus on the Super Bowl. Last night, it was a lopsided game, not the way most people thought it would be. Big Ben Bennett had it right. I did not. It was Bucks 31, Kansas City 9. Tom Brady now has more Super Bowl wins, 7, than any franchise in NFL history. He is undeniably the GOAT. Congrats to him. I'm glad something finally worked out for that guy.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Raptors-Grizzlies, FedEx Forum, downtown Memphis. Raptors 10-13, Grizz 9-9. Toronto favored by 2.5 points. Total 223.5. Tip schedule for 7. You can listen right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
Did you watch Framing Britney Spears on Hulu yet?
No, but I'm seeing everyone talk about it. I gotta watch this thing.
Me and Kelly watched it on Saturday night. It's good. It's good. It's worth your time. I remember most of it. I don't like going through this, like the Britney Spears phenomenon. I don't remember the intensity of it, but if you watch it, you'll feel sorry for her.
Yeah, like, that's what I've heard.
We as a country, as a world, really put her through some stuff that we shouldn't have probably put her through. So if you haven't seen Framing Britney Spears yet, it is on Hulu. Check it out. It's worth your time.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Dan Wetzel wrote that column about Britt Reed's car crash that has a 5-year-old little girl in a coma and what the Chiefs should do in response. We talked about it earlier. If you haven't read it yet, go check it out. Yahoo Sports.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Tuesday. We'll look back at Grizz Raptors. Hopefully, we'll be discussing the end of the Grizzlies' current 3-game losing streak. That's my hope.
No kidding.
That's my hope, Big Bet Bennett.
Let's go.
Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Your sports radio vaccine.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Howie, what time is it at Robert Irwin Jewelers?
Town by Diamonds and free financing.
What time is it?
Town by Diamonds.
It's time, Memphis. Tune in to Fox Sports Southeast to watch your next-gen Grizzlies tonight at 7 p.m. when they take on the Toronto Raptors. Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Fans will want to tune in early at 6:30 p.m. to catch Grizzlies Live, presented by Ford and your Mid-South Ford dealers. Featuring Pete Pranica, Brevin Knight, Rob Fisher, and Chris Vernon. Check local listings and grizzlies.com for the channel guide.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Hey, Matthew, we need to restock those sleeping bags.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
One of you cover this register?
Like at Anita's outdoor store.
Sorry, Matthew.
To keep sales climbing, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every